Islands.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and we mentioned that he was going to be here earlier today, and we are very, very excited to pick his brain and kind of get the story of Norton's Jewelers public here. And if you haven't heard it before, you've heard all about him. He's Craig's dad, and he's Peter Norton from Norton's Jewelers. How you doing, sir?
Good, good, Darcy. Thanks for having me here this morning. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, have you been a co-host on a radio show before?
This is a first.
Awesome. Yes.
All right. We're happy to have
you
here.
We are pumped.
Wait, thanks,
Jill.
We'd love to hear kind of about your background. Obviously, many islanders are familiar with Norton's Jewelers, but tell us a little bit about where you grew up first. We'll start with that.
Well, I'm a townie from Charlottetown, okay. Born, raised, educated in town, lived here my whole life. That's pretty much me in a nutshell.
An islander.
Yes, I am an islander.
And of course, as we've been discussing, Norton's Jewelers is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary. So Norton's opened its doors in 1974. Is that right, Peter?
That's correct. In November 4th, 1974.
Okay. And it was opened by your mom, dad, and uncle. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. Norton's was opened in 1974 by my father, Fred, my mother, Lois, and a little known fact by my uncle, Harry, my dad's youngest brother.
Okay.
And that actually, just for your next trivia, is why Norton's doesn't have an apostrophe. It's plural.
Oh, okay. Because it's more than one Norton.
Okay, yeah. Multiple Nortons.
Just making a note of that.
I'm making
there.
A note thanks. For anyone listening.
Peter, can you feed me trivia questions every day? Because that'd be nice. I'd like that a lot. So they opened it. Where did you first open the doors?
We opened on 117 Kent Street, where the Royal Trust Tower is today. And then we moved in 1981 to our current location and obviously been there ever since.
And in 1979, you began to work there.
Yes, in 1975, May of 79, I started full-time at the store. It's a family business. There was no such thing as you didn't work at the store.
Right.
But that was when I started full-time. And that year, unfortunately, a tragedy struck our family, and my father passed away very shortly after our fifth anniversary, which threw we're all thrown into a tailspin, heartbroken. It was very, very tragic. Mm-hmm. But, we all persevered. We decided as a family that we would continue on my father's dream of the jewelry store, and it thrust my mother into the limelight. Not only was she going to be a helper, she was leading the firm back when there weren't a lot of women in prominent business roles, from my recollection, but she also was raising two younger children, my brother Reed and my sister Jennifer. So it was a very tough time, but we all gathered together so I could get educated. My brother Bruce gave up his teaching career for a year so I could attend George Brown College in Toronto and study gemology and goldsmithing. It's a three-year course, but time was limited, so I slipped into the third year and made it all happen in a year, and here we are. We persevered after that and moved along at what I think is a successful pace.
Well, I mean, we're 50 years later, here we are, right? I mean, you deserve to get patted on, like your whole family deserves a pat on the back for that, because it really became a full family endeavor to make sure that this whole thing worked.
And you hit the nail on the head there, Darcy, because it did. Everybody worked at the store. It wasn't
incredible.
And it wasn't really that you had to. Everybody just wanted to. They wanted to see it a success.
Yeah.
And Peter, prior to your dad's untimely passing, was it like, did you intend to have a career in, like, were you intending to be at the jewelry store? That was going to be your career path?
I think actually by that date in 1979, I decided that I really liked the store. I really liked jewelry. I loved everything about being in the jewelry business. And as time went on, you just realize that, wow, what a great career.
Yep.
Because you're really celebrating people's happiest moments.
Mm-hmm.
You're involved in all sorts of happiness. You're creating mementos for people's, memory. Like, you go on your 5th anniversary, your 25th anniversary, your first date, your daughter's first pair of diamond studs. The dad wants to give her first diamond instead of somebody else. It's all these little things, and it sort of even makes gives me goosebumps thinking about all the joyous experiences I've been involved with.
Okay.
Incredible.
I think we'd probably, we'll ask you in a little bit, but I'm sure that you have some stories to say, like to share of you witnessing or being a part of a big secret or that sort of stuff. So maybe we'll
unpack that at a later moment.
That's right, yeah. Tars, unpack.
We'll have more coming up with Peter Norton. He is our Interesting Islander today on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
The average family loses at least 3 of these each year. Hey, it's Darcy. Join us.
And you'll be contacted if approved. Funded in part by the Government of Canada. This ad paid for by the province of PEI.
Ocean 10 to 20 millimeters of rain today. 40 millimeters in areas of heaviest rain. Wind gust to 40 will become lighter this afternoon. Today's high is 17. Tonight, a few clouds. Rain will end early in the evening, a low of 13, and tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud. Slight chance of a shower in the morning, a high of 18. It's 13 in Summerside, in Montague, in Charlottetown as well, for Ocean 100.
And good morning, 7:52 right now. We are hanging out with Peter Norton today. He's our Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. We also have Darcy's Trivia on the go right now. We'll have your answer and your draw coming up after 8. On the show, Dora the Explorer, what type of animal was your best friend Boots? 902-368-1720. Send me a text with your answer. If you are right, you are in the draw. Like I said, coming up very soon. More with Peter Norton after Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself. It's Ocean.
On the floors of Tokyo, oh, down in London town to go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself.
Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself. Ocean 100, good morning, 7:55. Celebration calendar coming up in mere moments. We are hanging out today with Peter Norton, Craig's dad, from Norton's Jewelers, as they are celebrating their 50th anniversary. And we're going to be rolling something out that's a big deal coming up after 8 o'clock, all right? And Peter is involved with this as well. And it's going to be fun.
Yes, very exciting. Now, Peter, I would like to ask you this because I know in our last break we chatted about your mom and dad being and your uncle opening Norton's Jewelers, you becoming involved in the family business. And now I can see the pride in your face. Your son, Craig, is there. So 3 generations of Norton's at Norton's Jewelers. What does it mean to have Craig there working with you?
Well, it's great. I mean, first of all, just moving to the third generation is a big deal, but it's really great for me. I love having Craig on board. He's a natural. He's believe it or not, he's been with me, I would say, a decade. Craig, you can correct me later today. he's a natural. He sees trends. He has a great designer eye. He's making lots of spectacular rings and pieces of jewelry for our happy clients. And he's also he has studied goldsmithing with a gold seal German goldsmith, and studied his GIA diamond certificate. So he's a well accomplished jeweler for a young man.
And we joked about this earlier, me saying Haas Chandler's daughter, and now people saying that he's Jill Chandler's father. We joke here that you're Craig's dad, but I'm sure that he's feeling very lucky to be Peter's son.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's really nice to be losing my identity as Craig's dad, I'm not missing that.
Do people call you Peter anymore, or just, hey, Craig's
dad?
What's going on? What's going on? All right, well, you're here for the celebration calendar, which you should feel pretty honored. Because this is a big part of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Listening in.
Okay. Well, and you know this first person we're going to mention here, because coming up tomorrow, Ashlyn Summers and Brandon McPherson are getting hitched. It's their wedding day tomorrow.
Yay.
And the dance is going to be off the hook,
yes.
I'm told.
Yes.
It better be, all right?
And congratulations.
Yes, and for those, Ashlyn is our coworker.
Yes.
We love her,
just
and we've
best.
Been so excited for this big day tomorrow, so... Congratulations, Ashlyn.
All right. Ian Morrison, happy 39th from your amazing wife, Rochelle, magnificent daughter, Willow, and crazy pup, Muffin. Carolyn Murphy, maybe a two-day birthday celebration going on here. That's from Ray, family, grandchildren, Connor, Kieran, Marin, Ronan, and Brendan. We may have done that one yesterday, too, Carolyn. Two-day birthdays are fun. Kenny Trainer, a mentor of mine from the DJ world back in the day.
Oh?
Lived across the street from me. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, K-Train. Kristen Arsenault from Nanny and Paul in Abrams Village. Happy birthday. Or sorry, yeah, happy birthday. Michael Trousdale in Ellerslie is 57. Ruby Savadant is 19 today for Mom, Jay, Sarah, Laura, and Emma. Belated birthday for Casey in Stratford, 42nd birthday. Gregory Clark in Bell River, 33 today. Love, Mom. Camden Perry in Charlottetown is 17. Marie McTavish in Montague, 66, and Judy Wells in Kildare. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday in West Devon to Haven Shaw. That's from your mama. Wedding anniversary, Mark and Renee Campbell in Georgetown, 27 years and still best of friends. Congratulations, aww, folks. Also, we have a belated birthday wish, 9th, for Simon Villancampa in Charlottetown and Michael Trousdale in Ellerslie, 57.
Belated birthday wish to Christy J from her co-workers. Christy's turning 36. Spencer McCauley, the big 10 years old, double digits from Mom, Dad, and Sister Cameron. Tomorrow, Gerard and Amanda Burke in Stratford. Happy wedding anniversary from Carol and Cameron. Randall Close celebrating a birthday tomorrow, turning 60. Jonathan and Amanda Glantz celebrating a wedding anniversary tomorrow from Mom, Dad, and they are on the Stead Road in Rustico celebrating 11 years. Charlie Riley celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Charlie's turning 11. That wish comes from Nana and Grampy. Wedding anniversary for Kent and Kim Vincent in Westmoreland. 28th anniversary, and that's from Madison and Alex Kennedy, Devin, Mom, and Dad. Shelley Hennessy, teacher at Charlottetown Rural, a very happy birthday with lots of love from her hubby Jody, her sweet boy, that's her golden retriever Sully, her parents, sisters, and their families. Happy 29th anniversary tomorrow to, and now this comes from Lisa McKenzie, happy anniversary to that fella, Daryl. We wish you guys a great anniversary. And finally, birthday wishes to Lisa Carmody Duran. Hope you have a super day, my friend.
Happy birthday. Sorry, I don't want to say happy birthday. I want to say congratulations now, because these are our winners of the bridge passes, Jenna Spence and Julie Legere.
Oh,
congratulations.
Okay.
We will make sure that we get those bridge passes out the door for you.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Chance of showers in the morning and a high of 18. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. 8:07. Welcome aboard. A couple of birthdays to add to the list here. Paul Conway of Bonshaw has a birthday on Sunday. Denise Conway has a birthday on Monday. Happy 29th birthday today to Jenna McNaught. That's from your dad. And I got a message from Wilf Banks. He says that he and his wife, Rona, have been married 31 years on Sunday. And apparently there's some significance to that in your world, Peter.
Well, there is. Wilf and Roma were at our wedding band event that we hold every spring for all the newlyweds to be. And at the time, we were involved with Sandals Resorts, and Wilf and Roma won the trip to Sandals.
Wow.
For their honeymoon.
31 years ago.
Bringing it back.
And what's neat is that you didn't even have to, like, as soon as Darcy said, oh, I just got a message from Wilf, and you're like... Instantly. Like,
you
so 31
years
about. Recall. That's awesome. So many customers
I'm
you've dealt with.
I'm impressed with myself.
Yeah, you're sharp. Sharp. Or sharper than you think,
yes.
Anyways. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia. On the show, Dora the Explorer, what type of animal was her best friend? I literally was sent every type of animal known to mankind today.
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew this one.
It was a monkey, though.
Boots
is a monkey.
Boots is a monkey.
Everybody that had a correct answer, you are now officially in the draw. Let's make the draw. $100 gift card to Robin's Donuts going to Catherine McClellan from Vernon Bridge. Catherine calls and plays every day. Hey, congratulations. We'll get that in the mail for you ASAP. We'll have more with Peter Norton, our interesting Islander today, coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinlock. Ocean 100.
ABBA, Waterloo, Ocean 100. Good morning. It's 8:11. And it is Friday, which means it's Interesting Islander Day today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And we have Peter Norton from Norton's Jewelers celebrating 50 years of Norton's Jewelers. That is such a feat, such an accomplishment. What do you think, like, really quickly, what do you think has led to 50 years of Norton's Jewelers? What does it take?
Well, it takes a lot of hard work, but what it really takes is a tremendous amount of support from Islanders, and we're very thankful for that support. So part of that support, that's the reason for the big contest. We said to myself, Craig and I, and actually I want to put a little mention of Ashlyn Summers, our radio rep out there. We were brainstorming, and we said, what about, you know, we want to thank Islanders and, you know, show our appreciation. So let's do something, no strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, 50 gifts in 50 days. It fits. And that's what we're doing. We're giving away 50 gifts of jewelry over 50 days. And one of the reasons for that is anytime you celebrate an anniversary, you give jewelry.
Right. Oh, and maybe, guys, if you don't know that at this point, you do now. You're going to learn pretty darn quick. So 50 days, 50 prizes, okay? The way that you enter is so easy. All you have to do is text us the word Norton's, okay? Literally, Norton's. Text us that word and do it right now. You can start doing this right now. That'll qualify you right away. Our first prize is going to be given away tomorrow. Peter, I want you to give us the lowdown on what this first, because it's a very special one. You're kicking it off with a bang.
Yes, tomorrow we're giving away a pair of lab-grown diamond stud earrings. These are just beautiful, 14-karat gold, and the value on them, $900.
Holy moly.
Wow. Okay, so the word to text is Norton's, N-O-R-T-O-N-S. We found out earlier it's plural because there was more than one Norton that was associated with it when they started. And the first prize is valued at $900. Incredible stuff. I love it. You brought something with you today too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wanted to see if Jill would be interested in holding something in her hand that's more than a billion years old. So, Jill, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, it's a cat. No, I'm kidding.
You're putting in my hand? Oh, my gosh.
So I've never... Describe what it is, Jill.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful, big diamond.
Okay, so, natural you diamond. Can breathe. You I can know, breathe.
I'm very nervous. I'm super clumsy, Peter Norton. So you're very, like, you're trusting me a lot with this. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I've never, ever in my life held a diamond. I've worn diamonds, but this is different. It's just like it's in its purest.
Is it heavy?
No, it's
heavy.
Your friend.
It's no, I feel I could carry it around for a while.
Okay, well, you asked for Peter to bring you a diamond today, and guess what?
I did. Were you listening?
No.
Okay, that's...
I did, I joke.
Don't
I
ask said, questions I wonder, you don't
I said,
want the answer
said,
to,
I
Jill.
If he's bring
I'm
me
a jeweler.
Ring.
That's what I do.
No, it's absolutely gorgeous, and I thank you so much. I'm going to pass it back very gently.
Okay.
Put right on the camera. Okay. Oh, my God.
Beautiful, natural diamond.
Oh, my God, she broke it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's something else.
All right, so text Norton's right now, and tomorrow we will give away a $900 prize. Oh, incredible stuff. Thank you, Peter.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery. CHTN-FM, a Stingray radio station.
Being a part of the family saves you, where everyone...
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
To 20 millimeters of rain expected today, 40 millimeters in areas of heaviest rain. Wind gust to 40 will become lighter this afternoon and a high of 17. Tonight, more rain. It will end. Then we've got clouds with a chance of showers, a low of 13 overnight. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, small chance of a shower in the morning, high of 18. Right now, it is 13 in Summerside, in Montague, in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right. The Secret Sound jackpot did not go today for M&M Furniture. Just keep that in mind. 410, you're playing for $2,600 with Gerard Murphy. Tell me that wouldn't be a good way to start your weekend. Oh, my gosh. We are hanging out with Peter Norton today. We just announced the big contest. We'll wrap things up with Peter as our interesting Islander coming up after Culture Club. It's Ocean. Culture Club, Karma Chameleon, Ocean 100 to Good Morning. It is 8:23. Kind of a wet day today. We could see up to 40 millimeters in some of the heaviest showers across the island today. We haven't seen much in the way of rain over the last little bit, so we definitely welcome it at this point.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And of course, our interesting islander today has been fantastic. Peter Norton's here making his big debut as a radio co-host. We've rolled out a contest already, you know, the first prize being given away tomorrow. And again, tell me what we're giving away, the first prize. We're
giving away a pair of lab-grown diamond studs in 14 karat white gold, a value of $900.
Incredible. All right, and that's just to start. 50 full-on days of prizes will be given away to celebrate 50 years of Norton's Jewelers.
Yeah, it's really something.
Incredible.
Very exciting. And I have to say this, I've been here on the morning show for over a year and met lots of interesting islanders. You're the only interesting islander that's ever brought a diamond. So that's been pretty exciting.
The bar's been set.
Yeah, I'm just putting that out there. I know you're going to take it away too, but it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's already gone. It's out of your hands. And yes.
The big struck is gone. We were chatting just about your business success and the multi-generations, three generations, and what pride you have. And obviously, pride in family business, but also I can see what a joy it is for you to have these connections and these relationships with islanders and how important that is in your business.
Oh, it's everything, you know, relationships. And plus, of course, you know, repeat clients. And that means the world to us, to all the people who support. And the other thing I think I should mention is my team, the people who work with me every day. And the only reason I want to mention them is they're the most of the reason why people continue to come to Norton's and be repeat clients. And I hate to call them staff people because they don't work for me. We work together. Mm. We're a great team, and I'm very happy to. Everybody who's working with me now, fantastic team, and all the people who've worked over the past 50 years for us. I thought of this just a moment ago from something Scott said to me, and what it is the first client who came through our door on November 4th, 1974, started working at the new store in 1981, and she worked for us for about a decade. And she said to me, "This is the most expensive job I've ever had, Peter."
I would have to reckon so. Well, listen, props for all of the success. All right. Obviously, it's in good hands with Craig when we get to that point, obviously. And I'm going to maybe make a bit of a plight here. I like calling you Craig's dad, but I think we should bring Peter back too. We don't want you to lose that identity either.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Been a real pleasure to have you here. And it's okay if you want to come back and bring diamonds any day.
Thank you, Jill. It's been my pleasure as well. It's been a lot of fun. And I appreciate this chance and this time with you all.
She's going to be looking for diamonds every time now.
That's not awesome. True. I turn 50. I turn 50 in October.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Subtle
hint.
Subtle hint.
Here, give her the billion-dollar thing, buddy. Give her the billion-year-old thing. Sorry.